One influential woman in the history of this planet was Helen Keller, a woman who at a very young age lost her ability to both see and hear. She was able to overcome these challenges and lead a productive life and give a great example to other women that they could overcome the challenges before them. Of her experience, she said the following, quote, I'm Ethan Chadwick, and this is the Woke Report.
Shut up and sit down.
In a world where fake news has been attacked and debunked, two men bravely walk into the deep end.
No, it's cold.
Something touched my foot.
Oh, stop splashing me. Oh.
This is The Woke Report. Everything on this program is purely satire. Adult language may be used. Viewer discretion is advised. Hello and welcome into The Woke Report. I am Ethan Chadwick, your host, and with me, as always, is the Evan Hall. Couldn't think of an adjective. Yeah. We start out with some grave news, I guess you would say. We've lost two of the members of our team. And that, of course, would be our very own Mr. Spoons McGee and Dr. Forks Malone. They were, unfortunately, victims in a terrible Pinewood Derby accident.
Happens more than I think we all care to acknowledge, really.
Yeah, I mean, we're going to take a little bit of time and keep it pretty low key here because, I mean, that's something that could really affect anybody and you don't want to admit it, but this happens far often.
And it's especially sad.
Far more often than you would like.
It's especially sad when we lose two brilliant minds of science.
Mediocre at best minds.
I think they were underrated in their career.
I disagree, but I mean, this isn't the time for that per se. So, yeah. So, I mean, it's a tragedy to lose members of our team, and especially an experiment that we signed off on.
Yeah, we did give them a lot of money in their short time employed by the Woke Report.
We gave them at least $10.
Yeah, and I'm starting, and I wonder if corporate regrets that now.
I would assume that they do. But to talk to us a little bit and share a few words about his brother, we actually have the twin brother of Mr. Spoons McGee, and is it president still, or I'll jump into that because this is another story that we will be addressing simultaneously. He is the former president of University College. He resigned in disgrace, and he is here with us. And now this is Butter Knives McGee.
Yes. Thank you for having me. A lot is on our minds right now.
Yeah. So can you just share a few words about your brother and his colleague, Dr. Forks Malone?
My underachieving brother has been dead to me for years before this point, so I am not super worried about that right now. However, I would like to say a few words about the closure of my employer, University College. Apparently, it turns out that faking ACT test scores is not the right way to go to get a championship ski jumping team. That plus fake classes once the ski jumping team actually got into college, we received so many sanctions that it really crippled our ability to function as University College.
And so I find it weird that you don't want to talk about your brother, but moving on with the story at hand, because this is a publicly funded university, is it not?
That is, I'd have to really go back through the paperwork and see, But the point is that my underachieving brother clearly was not my mother's favorite. I came out of the womb first. I came out stronger, smarter, much more successful. Plus a better name. You know, butter knives. So much better name than spoons. Spoons is boring.
So I guess, since you brought it up, I do have to ask. So, spoons was not a nickname. It was a given name. Is that correct?
You know, I just feel insulted. You know, as a university college president, coming up
former.
Here and then being, well, that's for the NCAA to decide. But to come up here and be interrogated like I'm some common criminal when we're talking about the closure of a school and my just ass clown of a brother who never amounted to anything anyway, my goodness, this is, you know what? To hell with this. This is clearly not this is not a professional news organization. I don't have to stand for this. So I'm not going to take that at all.
Okay. So, wow. You are your brother's brother.
You know what? To hell with you. I am out. This is absolutely ridiculous. I'm a college president. That jerk was never a good brother. I was mother's favorite. This is absolutely insulting. It's just, oh, goodness, a stupid ski jumping team ruining
my... All right, well, he is on his way out. We do want to thank him for coming by, even though he's already gone and he won't be able to hear us say that, but...
A lot going on in the world of academia, clearly.
There is. We do want to make a couple notes. He is, in fact, no longer the president. He did resign in disgrace.
Yes, the NCAA effectively killed...
Well, I mean,
that school off.
The NCAA has no bearing on it because that's just about college athletics. But you're
well,
learning.
Well, the ski jumping team at least would have died.
Yes. But the university itself did look it up. It was federally funded and has lost that, I guess, for repeated infractions in several different ways.
Academics,
science.
Misapplied funding. Going to just bizarre experiments.
Bizarre experiments, to say the least. So, yeah, that is true. And also, we do have word that Spoons was, in fact, the favorite son.
Wow.
So, that we just got word of that.
The plot thickens, clearly.
Clearly it does. All right, well, that is it for our top story. We go now to By the Numbers with Evan Hall.
Welcome to By the Numbers. I'm Evan Hall, here to present facts and figures to revolutionize your life. Got a few numbers for you today. First one is 9. That was the number of planets before 2006. But 10 if you include your mom. Moving on, our next figure is 62.4. That is the pounds per cubic feet. That is the density of fresh water, which raises the question of how a steel ship, for instance, can have a density of 487 pounds per cubic feet, can float in water. Well, basically, it's all about the shape of the hull. Here's a hint. It can't be elephant-shaped like your mom. Our third figure is 12.5. That is the number of minutes it took Jamie McDonald of Hartford, Connecticut, to eat 120 chicken nuggets. Newsflash, that record was quickly shattered by your mom. With By the Numbers... I'm Evan Hall.
All right, now we're going to jump into Would You Rather, where I, Ethan Chadwick, ask Evan if he would rather do one thing or another. So, Evan.
Yes.
Would you rather be dragged off of a plane because the plane overbooked a flight and had the legal obligation to give up 4 seats?
Hmm.
Or would you rather get hit in the head with a baby stroller that you somehow snuck onto the plane when you were no longer allowed to have it on said plane.
Hmm.
Probably. And that is all the time that we have. Thanks again for tuning in to Would You Rather.
Alrighty then. Well, in other news, the state of Arkansas has executed the infamous Soda and Pop Rocks killer who went on a killing spree in the 70s. Shoving Pop Rocks and soda down the throats of his victims and duct taping their mouths shut. It caused internal explosions, leading to a very slow and painful death. And crowds cheered as the announcement was made that the killer is no longer on this earth. send it back to you, Ethan.
All right. And well, we're actually just getting word that the killer, the previously unidentified, has now been identified and is, well, you guys are never going to believe this one.
What?
Forks Malone.
Mind blown.
I thought he was dead.
Yeah, that you don't recover from a Pinewood Derby accident. That's insane. Did he fake it? So he faked his death.
We're just getting word now that, oh, it wasn't actually a Pinewood Derby accident. It turns out that this was a faked Pinewood Derby accident that was actually intentional, done by Forks Malone, and he apparently killed his partner in science,
Mr. Spoons McGee.
Mr. Spoons McGee, and he fled to Arkansas, and he there apparently was caught because he just couldn't hack it anymore. I kind of wondered when they were trying to grow things in Pop Rocks. I mean, that's confusing to me. I mean, that was confusing, but now it kind of makes sense because that's his MO, and I don't know why we didn't see this sooner.
It provided him with the means of committing those murders.
Seriously, it's been a bit strange. I mean, strange that this is all developing all right here on this. We are going to look to see if we can get other more information on this story, but we do have another story. We're going to go to Central Park, New York, once again with Mickey Fox and his boom operator, Craig, who didn't even have any recognition before a few weeks ago when he and Mickey Fox got into an altercation. Turns out that Mickey Fox is observing the native, I'm reading this right here. This is a quote from him, the native human population in its natural habitat. So we're going to send that out to you, Mickey.
Humans are fascinating creatures who never cease to amaze the scientific mind. Here we have this, what I can see from way up here is a woman apparently trying to feed the pigeons with bread. Are you getting this, Craig? Are you getting this?
Yeah.
Well, that's good.
Like always.
Oh, well, that's good. It's about time. It's about time. Anyway, humans are a strange species with their memes and their Crocs and socks. And what are you staring at, Craig? What?
Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Well, that's not suspicious at all, but I'm going to keep reporting like a professional.
Professional? Yeah, there it is again.
Yeah, you're damn right. Professional.
There it is again.
Professional. Anyway, humans tend to frequent this Central Park, although apparently, from what I hear, they do not, in fact, live here, which is new information to me, as I've uncovered in my investigative journal. And I just...
Are you serious right now?
I just feel like you're not paying
attention.
Are you
serious right now?
You're just not paying attention. What are you... What is going on behind me, Craig?
I don't know what you're talking about. I've been looking at you this entire time.
No.
Except when I was checking my phone.
No. There must be something interesting you want to share with the rest of the world, since it apparently is important enough to do now.
The interesting thing is that you don't seem to understand how parks work, and you thought people actually lived here in the park.
Well, I saw that.
That is interesting.
I saw that one homeless dude living in the park, so I just figured it was probably everybody else.
Words. Words cannot describe
that is a hypothesis.
Your lack of intelligence.
That is a
words cannot describe your lack of intelligence.
Hypothesis. Oh, lack of intelligence. Yeah, I bet,
Mr. Educated,
Sound Boom.
Educated my ass.
Yeah, it is very, because it's observing humans in their natural habitat.
Wow.
Yeah, no.
Just wow.
Yeah, science is wow.
Just wow.
Science and nature is wow, Craig. And you should open your mind up to experience the world around you and learn to smell the dandelions once in a while.
I'm just going to go ahead and say that this is my last bit. I cannot work with you anymore.
Yes, you can if you just shape up.
Shape up, huh? Shape up.
Yeah.
It's, wow.
Yeah, Mr. I'm going to look on my phone during a professional sound gathering.
If this were experience. Professional, I might be more worried about it. But since you can't even understand that humans don't live in Central Park and you're always trying to talk to animals, how would I ever think this was professional?
This is groundbreaking for your information. Talking to animals is just a bonus.
You've got issues.
Well, fine.
And besides that, if you're such a great reporter, why do you keep interacting with someone holding your sound boom?
Oh, sound boom is... Well, that's because the sound boom dude is checking his phone instead of observing the world around him.
Does it matter?
Yes, it does matter.
No, it doesn't.
It's sending
I'm still recording your voice. I don't have to care about what you're doing.
It's sending the wrong message to America's youth. Who knows what you're...
Are you going to report or are you just going to keep being...
I have been reporting, except for when you've been distracted by your phone.
I've been distracted by my phone. You're the one that keeps trying to convince everyone that there's something behind you that I'm looking at, when I, in fact, have not looked behind you once.
Yeah, you were.
Though it may have been good, because there is a very large gorilla behind you.
Oh, crap.
Got him.
Well, that was cruel. That was cruel. That was cruel. And unprofessional, might I add.
You would know all about unprofessional. Anyway, we're going to send it back to you guys in the studio.
You bastard.
And I tell you, you cannot get that out of your beard. I don't care how hard you try. We are back here on the Woke Report. I am Ethan Chadwick. With me, as always, is Evan Hall. Our next story, a Florida man was found dead inside of the body of an alligator that was found inside the body of a Burmese python in the Everglades. And I don't even want to know how that went down.
See, I never get invited to those kind of wild parties.
I mean, I don't either. It's a bit disappointing, yeah. Right?
Yeah.
But I feel for the guy's family. But man, what terrible luck.
Yeah, some people do have all the fun.
What? All the fun?
I mean, if you had to go out...
in a blaze of glory...
wouldn't that to be in an alligator in a python?
Well, I'm assuming he got eaten by the alligator and the python ate the alligator.
Either way, I mean, you got to get discovered.
I guess. Oh, and it turns out, furthermore, that he actually had swallowed 5 pure gold coins that are worth about $2,000. So, who do they give it to?
Wow.
Because they couldn't identify his body.
Yeah. So does it go to the alligator's family or the python's family?
I don't think they use money, Evan. I don't think they use money.
Well, they could.
In other news, down in Antarctica, there is a penguin uprising against the... well, sorry, there's 2 different kinds of penguins in this story. The Adelaide penguins have risen up against the emperor penguins, and apparently there is an all-out civil war going down in Antarctica. And we go now to our foreign correspondent, Brett Richards, who is on the scene. Hey, this is Brett Richards. My friends call me Abigail. I would prefer that you didn't, though. But I'm here in Antarctica, and I've been looking around for the last week and a half, and I found no evidence of this said civil war between them. Evan, where did you guys get this story? What did you take it from the tip line?
It was a mixture of the tip line and the Twitter account. That apparently there were gun turrets and other heavy weaponry between the 2 army penguins. Is there any sign of 2 armies of penguins at the moment?
There's absolutely no sign. And furthermore, the 2 species of penguins that you guys described are coexisting peacefully not far from each other. And there seems to be not even an angry fit between 2 of them. So I don't know. What kind of journalism you guys think we're doing, but there's nothing going on here, and we just wasted a lot of money to get here.
But if you had to choose which of the 2 species of penguin could win in an all-out fight, weapons or not, who would you pick?
Well, that's a beyond stupid question, but since you ask, I would have to go with the emperor penguins because they're a lot bigger. If we're going without weapons, if we're going with weapons... it could be anybody's game. It depends on who's got the best tech. Honestly, it's a stupid question.
Now, I'm sure there have to be some sort of aerial bombardments as well. And have we seen any evidence of bombings?
It feels like you're stalling. There's absolutely no sign of any kind of warfare at all.
Yeah, well, you know, Brett, I hate to be the bearer of bad news, but it turns out we can't actually afford to bring you back. Turns out setting up that tip hotline was
very... Are you serious?
It turns out setting up that tip hotline was very expensive.
Are you serious? You guys can all go to hell. You can all go to hell. All right, well, we're back here in the studio. Brett doesn't sound too happy. No. Or should we call him Abigail?
Because he said not to.
You dicks. Wow, I thought we had disconnected his line. But okay, well, oopsies. I mean, we're here anyway.
In other news, local dog hacks into the Pentagon, and officials fear that key documents could be lost.
And turning our attention down to Florida, there was a bobcat that was caught racing through a fish market in Orlando.
And a teen who has been missing for the last 6 months is found alive living on the International Space Station.
That's impressive. I mean, I've thought of myself about running away to the space station, but then my wife and kids would not have appreciated that. Mm. We go now to Texas, where we found out that a man who was about to be buried really was just taking a really long nap.
I always hate that when that happens. And Facebook announces new Pizza Vision setting.
And with that, we're going to...
Behold, I warned you. I, Xanthodon, Star King of the Universe, warned you to say goodbye to your family. I am here to claim what I can with my military might. This is the end for all of you, especially those of you listening to the Vote Report. You will now be my parking lot. Xanthodon out.